Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome to Food for the Journey and Merry Christmas. I should have been saying it to you every day on the program. You know, this whole octave, this whole Christmas season, it's always every day time. It's appropriate every day to take time to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. But Christmas doesn't have to be limited to December 25th. The church celebrates it for this whole week. It celebrates it even longer, up till the 6th of January. Spread out the celebration. Don't just confine it to Christmas Day. Look for another day or two in these next few days to do something special as a family to celebrate the birthday of Christ. Let's take a look now at the first reading for today, first letter of John, chapter 2, verses 3 to 11. Beloved, the way that we may be sure that we know Jesus is to keep his commandments. There you go. There it is, brothers and sisters. It takes it from these beautiful words right down to the root. The way we may be sure that we know Jesus, and this is not just head knowledge, but you know him. You have an intimate relationship with him. You love him. You follow him. You find joy in him. The way we may be sure that we know Jesus is to keep his commandments. Because if you love somebody, you want to please them. And God has given us commandments that if we conform our lives to him, to those commandments, will bring us safely home to God himself. The commandments are not there to limit you and to make you upset and to make you, well, I'm going to do what I want to do. The commandments are there to lead you in the straightest path possible directly home to Jesus Christ. That's what you want. That's what you are made for. Beloved, the way that we may be sure that we know Jesus is to keep his commandments. Whoever says, oh, I know him. Yes, I know who he is, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar. And the truth is not in him, because you don't really know him if you don't keep his commandments. But whoever keeps his word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. This is the way we may know that we are in union with him. Whoever claims to abide in him ought to walk just as he walked. If you say, yes, I know Christ, yes, I live with Christ, yes, I walk with Christ, whoever claims to abide means that I have an intimate fellowship with him. He's part of my family. The way we may know that we are in union with him, whoever claims to abide in him ought to walk just as he walked. We want to follow him. We want to model our lives on his. Beloved, I am writing no new commandment to you, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. And yet I do write a new commandment to you, which holds true in him and among you. For the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light, yet hates his brother, is still in the darkness. If you refuse to forgive, you live in darkness. Whether you recognize that or not, you do. And the only way you can find out is to forgive and see what happens to your life. Whoever loves his brother remains in the light, and there is nothing in him to cause a fall. But whoever hates his brother is in darkness. He walks in darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. And that's true for a vast number of us. Me too. We can think we're in the light but walk in darkness because we haven't given up a pet sin or a sin that we say, oh, I can't give that up. Maybe someday, but I can't give it up now. Then we walk in darkness. Then we can stumble. Then we can really fall and hurt ourselves, or die in darkness. I don't know about you, but I never want to do that. But I don't want to do it, secondly, because I want to honor him by my life. I want to belong to him. I want other people to know I belong to him, not because of me, but that they might know him. that they might find him as the God of love. I want my light to shine in the darkness. Don't you want your light to shine in the darkness too? We don't want the darkness to blind us, which it can. We want the light to dispel the darkness of our lives. And so I say, Lord, I want to be your disciple every day of the week. Lord, I want to be your disciple today. Help me. Lord, I want to follow you more closely today. Lord, as part of a religious community, Lord, I want to be more a servant of your love today. Show me how I can do that. Prompt me. Guide me. Inspire me. Lead me. And he does. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Sing to the Lord a new song. As you come to know him, you really do, in a certain way, sing a new song in your heart. Your heart's lifted up. There's peace, happiness. Even in the midst of external difficulties, if you really are walking with the Lord and singing a new song, there is a peace that comes. So announce his salvation day after day. Tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. Tell people what God has done for you. Even if they laugh. Even if they mock. If what you're saying is true, God has a way of letting that word be in their hearts and a word they can't seem to get rid of. I'm not saying you should just open yourself to people scoffing you. We have to be prudent. We have to say, I think this is probably a good time, or I really think God wants me to say something here, and we say it, and people scoff or ridicule. Don't be afraid, and don't worry, and don't, for heaven's sakes, don't retaliate. Just be quiet. You watch how God works with that. The gospel is the gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 22 to 35. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel. In other words, he was waiting for the coming of the Messiah. He spent his whole life longing for the coming of the Messiah. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. In other words, it had been revealed to him in his heart, you will not die until you see the Savior of the world. He came in the Spirit. In other words, he was very prayerful when he came in. He was listening for God. He was worshiping God. He was giving him praise and gratitude in his own heart as he came into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, you always brought your child for purification. He took him into his arms and he blessed God, saying this, Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. He picks up this baby. He has no idea how the Messiah is going to come. He sees that baby and he recognizes. He says, your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Listen to that. That's a true prophecy. And he's thanking God for giving him this moment. The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, because they were the only ones who knew on this earth. And Simeon blessed them. And he said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Hard word. Here they come for the rite of purification, poor couple, bringing what was asked them to bring in their own poverty. They brought it. They were proud to bring their son. They knew he was special. Nobody else did. But here's this elderly man who, the moment he sees him, he blesses God. Lord, now you can let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared in the sight of every people. So there's great joy. And Mary and Joseph just pondered and listened and were in awe. And then he looked at the mother and said, this child is destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. In other words, it's going to be a pretty difficult life. How do you think a mother's heart felt? Goes on to say, and she kept all these things in her heart and pondered them. She entrusted herself to God, not knowing what was to happen, not knowing how it would happen. So their lives, right here in this gospel passage, their lives are a blend of incredible joy and the human sorrow and fear that would come. It's all there. It's all there. He would be a sign of contradiction. Brothers and sisters, for you and for me, I think it's very, very important for us to see that God, in his mercy, never shows us the whole picture, but he does give us signs and hints at times. And the closer we draw to him, the more we listen to him, the more we allow our life to be formed by his word, that those are our standards, those are our values, those are the things by which we live. When we've got that in place, then we don't walk in darkness as much. When we quickly acknowledge our sin, when we commit it, doesn't mean you're going to be free from sin. We've got to be in heaven before that happens. But when you do sin, to immediately, as quickly as possible, acknowledge it. Tell the Lord you're sorry. And then go to confession as soon as you possibly can. Get rid of the darkness. Just keep thinking of it, because the more you get rid of the darkness, the more the light of Christ will shine in you and it will shine through you. Call is that the whole earth rejoices. And how is the whole earth going to rejoice unless we draw near to Jesus, accept the joys and sorrows of being his disciple, ask the Blessed Mother to pray for us again and again and again, that we may have her courage and her givenness to God. Men and women can model themselves on her. Men and women express it differently, but the same totality of gift needs to be on us, whether we're men or women. Husbands and wives, help one another. May God lead you safely to Jesus. Brothers and sisters, to obtain my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That is 1-800-282-4789. Faith More Precious Than Gold. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold.